At what point are you allowed to bring out the manure pile in the field during the year of Shviat? And during Shviat, you're not allowed to fertilize the field. This is one of the avoda that is forbidden to do during the year of Shviat. And the Chachamim do not allow you even to bring out the manure piles in the field if there would be any suspicion that you're actually fertilizing the field on Shviat. So at what point are you allowed to bring out the fertilizer into the field and there would be no suspicion that you're fertilizing the field? And the Mishnah answers, Mishayitziku of the Avodah Divrei Rabbi Meir. When the people who are doing work on their field on Shviat have already discontinued their work. And there are people, unfortunately, that will work on their field during Shviat even though it's forbidden. And when those people are no longer working on the field, so at that point you're allowed to bring out your fertilizer into the field, and there would no longer be any suspicion that you're fertilizing your field on Shviat, since the people who are working on the field are no longer working on the field. All the work have already been done. Rabbi Yehuda said, when the matok, which is referring to the fertilizer is called matok, because the fertilizer gives sweetness to the peros. And when the fertilizer has dried out, that's when you're allowed to bring the fertilizer and pile out to the field. And since it dried up, there would no longer be any suspicion that you're actually fertilizing the field during the year of Shviat. Rabbi Yossi said, when the fertilizer has dried up to the point that it forms not, at that point you're allowed to bring the manure out to the field during the year of Shviat. Number 4, to explain that there's very little difference between Rabbi Yose and Rabbi Yehuda. How many piles and how large do these piles of manure have to be in the field during the year of Shviat? As we learned in the previous Mishnah, that a person may bring out manure into the field during the year of Shviat if there is no longer any suspicion that you're fertilizing the field on Shviat. And in this Mishnah, we'll learn how large each pile has to be and how many piles you could bring out into the field. You can bring out up to 3 piles of manure in an area the size of a base. So eser mashpelos shalesech lesech. The minimum size of each pile must be 10 baskets of manure, that each basket would hold 1 lesech, which is 15 saw of manure. So altogether 150 saw in each pile. If each pile has to be sufficiently large, so it's obvious that you're bringing out the manure and piles, not to fertilize the field, but just to store it in your field. As if the piles were smaller than 150 saw, it might look like you're actually fertilizing the field. Mosifin al mashpelos, main mosifin al hashbasos. You can have more than 10 baskets of manure in each pile. And the larger the pile it is, the better it is, and the less suspicion there would be that you're fertilizing the field. But you cannot add to the amount of piles that the Mishnah tells us that you could bring out. And the Mishnah says you could bring out 3 piles of manure in an area the size of a beis sa. You can't bring out any more piles than that. There can't be more than 3 piles of manure in an area the size of a beis sa. And if you have more than 3 piles of manure, it might look like you're actually fertilizing the field during the year of Shviat. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Afar's Pasuk. Rabbi Shimon said you could add to the amount of piles of manure that the Mishnah says you can bring out. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you can bring out as many piles as you want. And even though you've brought out a lot of piles, it will not look like you're fertilizing the field according to Rabbi Shimon. And since each pile is very large, it does not look like you're fertilizing the field. It's obvious that you're just storing the manure in the field for the year after Shviat.